Joining me on the phone, I am delighted to be joined by Cork's Patrick O'Sullivan. Now, as I was saying during the course of the show, Patrick is a finalist on the Eurosong Ireland, which is taking place on the Late Late Show this coming Friday evening. And as I said, I am delighted to be joined by the man himself. A very good afternoon, Patrick.
Hello, how are you doing?
Great to speak to you today. How are you keeping?
I'm all right, you know what I mean? I'm kind of, I'm neck deep in preparations now, but it's all good. We've got our dancers ready, we've got the choreography down, we're raring for road.
Well, congratulations on getting this far, and how did it all come about?
Well, I was doing a TV show on RTE called The Last Singer Standing. It was a new show that they had out just leading up into Christmas. And Nicky Byrne was the host of that show, and I went on to win that, which was fantastic, and that's how I got to know Nicky. And at the time, Nicky had been doing some writing sessions with Danny O'Reilly from the Coronas and Lara Kay from All Twins, and he gave me a call a couple of days after the final. He said, look, we've got this song, and after getting to know your voice, I think that you could do a really interesting take on the song, and that it might be something that would be really suitable for Eurovision. So it hadn't been written for Eurovision. It could have gone on a Westlife album or a Coronas album, or also, you know, it could have had any different kind of life. But we gave it a go and we cut it in the studio and it came back. And I took it away for a few weeks and added a couple of, you know, Patrickisms, I suppose,
yes,
or whatever. You know what I mean? I kind of did my own thing with it. And it came back and we were just really excited about it. Like, we thought it had a really kind of modern sound, but also you could kind of definitely tell that it was Irish as well, you know what I mean, without being kind of, you know, that kind of twee traditional thing that sometimes can't land. So yeah, we submitted it then, and I think they had a couple of hundred submissions, and we were in the final six.
Congratulations. And we will be playing it after the interview, Patrick, and you're the only second Cork person to maybe go on and represent Cork maybe in the Eurovision.
There hasn't been a Cork person at the Eurovision since 1979, which I think is just outrageous.
It is indeed.
At all.
So hopefully you'll change all that. And you were saying at the beginning, how is preparations going? Are you getting there for Friday night?
Yeah, it's all good. It's all go. I'm up in Dublin now, staying with my sisters, and I'm trying to sing around the kids napping and stuff, the little babas. So it's all good. It's great. We've got some familiar faces, I'll say, are doing my choreography, my dancers.
Yes.
I won't give away too much, but no. I think people might recognise them. So that's quite exciting. And I've got a really good team behind me, and it's all coming together now. I'm just kind of can't wait to do it.
Brilliant. And not only is it a catchy number, but it has a catchy title as well. One Night, One Kiss, One Promise. It definitely sticks in the head.
It does. And you know what? Like you say, it's got a great hook to it. But what I really like about it, and what kind of reeled me in the first place, is that it's not just a dance track. You know what I mean? There really is a bit of a story and a bit of a narrative to it. And like, I like it because I think it kind of, it embraces that kind of storytelling heritage that Ireland has and has done so well with in the past at Eurovision. But it's also a modern song, you know what I mean? And it really kind of leans into what the Eurovision is now. And what it is now is it's a whole performance. It's not just about a song anymore. It's a whole event. And you have to kind of embrace that, I think.
Yeah, it's the whole package, isn't it? As you said, it's not only about the song, but it's about everything. It's all the stage presence. It's the whole package on stage. That's what they're looking for. Patrick, you're a singer and an actor. Have you been busy apart from this?
Yeah, so I was actually doing the Book of Mormon musical in the West End up until the start of the pandemic. And then that closed down, obviously, with restrictions and stuff. And it was only because of that that I was kind of free and available to do The Last Singer Standing in the first place.
Yes.
But I had, and I think maybe lots of people have had time to do a bit of reflecting over all these different lockdowns and stuff. And I've realised that really I'd love to be able to get home more and be able to create a couple more opportunities for myself to do bits back in Ireland. Because, like, I've lived in London for a long time now and come back and forth. But it's difficult when you're in a long-running show, like, because you do 6 days a week, and then you're trying to come back and forth in a day, and you can't really spend time with family or friends. So what I'm trying to do now is trying to, you know, kind of get a foothold in here in Ireland and try and find an audience here and hopefully do some more new music and recording and that type of stuff. So I'm I'm staying put for the time being.
It'd be brilliant. You have a brilliant voice. And I was just reading there, you got brilliant reviews on the Last Singer Standing. Like, a lot of people enjoyed, like Samantha Mumba said, I just want to sit here all night and listen to you sing. So it's a great review by Samantha.
Yeah, the judges were great. Like, it really was a brilliant experience. The production company, Shinawil and everything, it was my kind of first experience doing any kind of television work like that, like a kind of a reality show or something. And it was brilliant. Like, they treated us all so well, and the judges were really constructive, and there was none of this kind of nastiness and stuff. It was all really positive and supportive. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Patrick, we are going to give your song a spin, and can we say we wish you the very best of luck Friday night? Not that you need it, but you're up against five others, is that correct?
I'm up against five others, and I need all those Cork votes to stick it to them.
I was just about to ask, and I presume they'll be giving out voting numbers during the course of the show.
They're voted. Yeah, they will do. Yeah, I'm going to be the first. I'm going to be the first performing on the night. We drew straws. I'm up first, so it'll be song one or zero
yes.
one or whatever. So,
and as you said, you need all the Cork people to get behind you and stick in them votes. Yeah. And I've no doubt they will when they hear the song, because it is, as you said, it has a great hook.
Thanks so much.
Patrick, it's been a pleasure to speak to you and wish you the very best of luck. Thanks so much for chatting to me today.
Likewise, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Patrick.
Bye-bye.
See you, bye-bye. This is that song. This is Patrick O'Sullivan, One Night, One Kiss, One Promise. And as he said, it is written by Nicky Byrne from Westlife, Danny O'Reilly from The Coronas, and Lark Hay from All Twins. And it's an upbeat number. Hopefully it will do the business for us on Friday night. And as he said, he would appreciate the vote from all the Cork listeners. Here it is, One Night, One Kiss, One Promise, Mr. Patrick O'Sullivan.
I heard that we might maybe find a bit more safety somewhere here, and I suppose should have spoken up. I think I probably should have volunteered. Oh my God, I can't complain. I appreciate that I'm not fazed. I love it when you say that. Shadows, ghosts like, hiding from the bedroom lights. Can't explain this feeling. Rest your head. One kiss, one promise. Oh, one night, one kiss, one promise. We're close. Oh, we've been feeling something moving as we made our way up here. Though I'm still sold, I see a struggle as you try to spin out something more sincere. Oh my God, we're both insane. We appreciate we have unchanged. I love it when you say that. Shadows, ghosts like, hiding from the bedroom lights. Can't explain this feeling. Rest your head on my heart, it's beating. Hair tossed in our eyes. Never wanna close them. Time to be. One night, one kiss, one promise. One promise. Rest your head on my heart, it's beating. Hair one kiss, one promise.